8:45 is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee. And I told you we're going to have special guests all throughout the day. Today we have Evelyn Lozado on the line. Hey, Evelyn.
Hi.
Now, I know you've all been watching Basketball Wives on VH1. All the guys in here are nodding their head. They're watching it now, just so you know. Even if they weren't watching it before. And, you know, I consider Evelyn and Jennifer, Jennifer and I went to school together. And her and Evelyn are very good friends in real life, not just on the show.
Right.
You know, and I've always said, hey, I like Evelyn. I told Jennifer when I first met her. She seems real cool. So it's good to see you on the show. But it seems now you have a lot of controversy.
Yes. There's a lot going on. I mean, let me just say this. You know, I initially signed on to do the show because, you know, not only am I really, really good friends with Shawnee, but because I was opening up a new shoe store. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to, you know, put my store on the map. And, you know, everyone was like, that, you know, that'd be a great idea. Mm-hmm. And that was the main reason why I signed on to do it. Unfortunately, you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the pictures that, you know, have been leaked. And that's another issue that I've been, you know, dealing with at the moment.
Yeah, so we did see the pictures here. Looking good, Evelyn.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it is embarrassing. And I know on Twitter you were very, you know, positive. Because what else can you do? What else can you do about it? Look, it's no big deal. It's just some tits. You know, everybody calm it down a little bit.
Right. You know, what people don't know is that for a couple of weeks before those pictures were released, I was getting taunting emails with my own photos. Basically, like, you know, I hope your show pops. I'm going to make money off of you, you know, threats and stuff like that. So I already knew that this was going to happen. I just didn't know when. I thought it would probably, you know, whoever was emailing me was going to, you know, put the pictures out later on in the show. And then it was, you know, it happened a few days later after I started getting the harassing emails.
And what can you do? Like, when somebody starts sending you emails like that, is there anything that a person can do? Like, can you go to the police and say, hey,
you know, that's the thing. I started, what's crazy about this whole thing is that the very first day, week that I started filming the show, I started getting harassing emails and text messages, and I had no idea. You know, for a second, I thought maybe it was linked to my ex, and, you know, but me knowing him and me being in a relationship with him for 10 years, I knew that that's not even in his character. Like,
and that's Antoine Walker.
Yeah, that's Antoine Walker. Like, he's not that type of person. Granted, we broke up. You know, he wasn't too crazy about me, you know, doing the show because he didn't know, you know, A, what I was going to speak about, or, you know, so.
Why did you guys break up after 10 years?
Well, we broke up because, you know, infidelity was one of the main reasons. You know, we were together 10 years, engaged twice. You know, we just dealt with, like, a lot of stuff throughout our relationship. But I will say this, you know, even though, you know, he wasn't the greatest of fiancés as far as, you know, being, you know, true to his relationship and stuff like that, he was an amazing dad to my daughter, and he's raised her from six, and I will never take that away from him. So that's why on the show, yeah, I did speak about infidelity, which I told him, and he was cool with that. You know, I didn't, you know, throw him under the bus because, you know, I always, you know, I feel like
he has greater problems right now, it seems like, too, from the news reports.
Yeah, like, I got love for him. Like, we'll always be friends, and my daughter loves him, and it's not even like that, you know?
Right, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So we ruled him out. We knew he had nothing to do with it.
Right. And then as time went on, you know, I started, you know, getting some inside scoop that it could be this person and, you know, allegedly another wife. And then, you know, if you go to the cops, they don't want to deal with this. They're like, oh, please, we have bigger and better to do. But then.
Well, on the YBF, they actually identified who the person is. You know, she's married.
Which I can't really comment because it's
I mean,
bigger.
I'm just saying it because it's on, you know, it's on the net. So or else I wouldn't.
Yeah. And that whole story is crazy to me because it's, you know, and I had to make sure I got in contact with my attorneys and stuff like that because I had nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I need to just, you know, be careful with what I say because it's being investigated and it's bigger than just pictures being leaked. There's emails that were hacked. There was spoofing.
Now, why does this woman not like you?
That is I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, granted, you'll see each other. You know, you'll see other people, you know, in the league and wives and stuff like that. Never hung out with her, never talked with her, never nothing. You know, if I maybe tried to, like, sleep with her man, then maybe I can understand. Or if maybe, you know, I did something to her. But that's what's even the more scary part, that I was targeted for absolutely no reason.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right, wait. So hold on the line, Evelyn. We're gonna play some music. We're going to come back. We're going to take some calls. 888-SHAY-45. Call us up. We are going to talk about basketball wives some more. And you know what? When those pictures came out, people were really upset, in particular at you, because they felt like you gave Royce a hard time.
Right.
You know, and we're going to address that as well. Shay 45.